Hi there, Coach Antonio Aguirre here for the Life Deck Show. I'm very excited to bring you so much value in each podcast episode, like this one that you're about to listen to. Well, I do hope you enjoy listening to each episode just as much as I did recording this for you. All right, let's dig into today's episode. Let's go. Well, I just turned 40. Well, last year, I'm about turned 41.
Yeah.
So for people that, you know, are not there yet, but almost getting there, what does it feel like to be like 40? Well, it's not really a question because, like, I turned 40 last November, 2021. 2022 now. People ask, like, what it's like being in, like, 40s. Like, legit 40s.
Yeah.
Ako, I'll go first.
Yeah, go na.
No, kasi it had a little...
Kasi she's older than me. So
yeah, I am.
Respect.
OG ako.
Oh, OG.
No, kasi speaking of, you know, being older, that's what I felt when I turned 40.
Right.
Parang, oh my gosh, I'm 40. I feel old. But then she mentioned freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, at my age now, I got to do more things than ever than when I was in my 20s. But then it was a different story also when I was in my 20s because I was already working a lot. Yeah. But, syempre, yung freedom from, I guess, financial freedom, iba na rin ngayon compared to when I was 20. Yeah, pero mas madami ako nagawa ngayong 40s.
Why do you keep on saying na parang marami kang nagawa ngayon? Like, you've accomplished a lot in your 20s. When did you start with radio? 20 what? 21?
16?
What the?
Okay, let's just introduce first pala. Who is Tina Ryan?
Well, Tina's...
The Tina Ryan.
The Tina Ryan. I don't want to say like a living legend, but... off air when I was talking to her, like every time I hear her voice talking, it's like, you know, I'm going back to the what I was saying, the cassette.
Yeah.
The cassette A, cassette B. Mm-hmm. Well, then, you know, I would record from 89.9 a song.
Correct.
Remember the song Ghetto Superstar.
Tapos magsasalita daw.
And then at the end part, biglang tabdi pa tapos kumanta.
Papasok
nag-record.
Siya.
Hindi man lang ipinatapos, pero okay lang, sige na.
Parang late na yung Ghetto Superstar for cassette, ha? Parang more CD na yun.
Well, low budget kami na kapatid ko. Sanyo nga lang yung gamit namin. Tapos, lumang tape. Tapos, sinagyan namin ng, ano yun, ng papel.
Para
makapag-record.
Tapos, gaganan mo siya ng pencil.
Oo, ng pencil. Hindi nila alam yan. Hindi nila alam yan.
Sa mga hindi nakakalam yun po yung gawain dati.
Pero kung may budget ka, may CD player ka, may
port.
Hindi mo Walkman yun.
Discman.
Sorry.
Discman.
I think I had the Discman pero short while lang. Pero Walkman talaga. You know, I would rewind like that because we don't want to spend the battery power to rewind.
That's true.
Diba? Because you use EveryReady. If you use that to rewind, sobrang gaso is the same as recording. So,
oh my gosh, you're right. Nakalimutan ko na kung ba't nga pala.
Tapos naalala niyo yung lalagyan mo.
It's not because it's more convenient. It's because it saves
battery.
Wala naman USB charger yung Walkman mo.
Also yung sa tape, lalagyan mo siya ng tape sa taas. Lalagyan mo ng tape sa taas, di ba?
Yeah, sa tape. Or papel lang.
Papel lang. Para
scotch tape, pwede.
Yun, scotch tape. Bakit nga ginagawa?
Kasi yun yung indication na you can record.
Ayun.
Kaya yung mga binibili mo na isang mga record stores, yung mga album, butas
lalagyan
na yun.
Because
pero kung walang kwenta yung tape na yun, ayaw mo na gamitin yun, lalagyan mo ng papel or something. So you can now record.
Diba?
Papatuan mo na siya.
Diba?
I don't know what's the bit rate of cassettes. Maybe 32-bit, perhaps. Radio is like 32 before, right?
I don't have no idea.
You have no idea.
Never technical.
You've been in the radio in the longest time, but you haven't heard those technical details, though.
Wala, kasi...
You just know how to press the buttons.
Pero naabutan ko pa yung clock.
Oh my God!
As in, nagpa-plaka pa kami 1991 may plaka.
How do you choose the tapes?
The tapes? No, we never use the tapes.
No, I mean, sorry. How do you... The yung plaka.
May playlist sa hanapin mo. Yeah.
Kinalala ko, when I DJed, like, in for events,
yeah,
I was bringing a huge-ass backpack.
Yeah, and just
vinyl
the same.
Talaga.
We have mga lalagyan dun sa booth ng mga records. Yung hanapin mo dun.
Those shit are like expensive now.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You know what?
Hindi ako makarelate sa conversation na to. Whoa. Excuse me.
Correct. Chini left the group.
Oh, yeah.
No, pero sobra, no? I wish I kept the...
Right?
I just wonder what
to
happened to the records.
To be, dapat tinago niyo yung mga records.
I don't know.
Kasi,
you know,
for sure.
I'll ask.
Maganda yun, no? Tatanong ko nga sa mga technicians kung nasa napunta.
Meron pa akong ano eh, meron pa akong DJ, ano, 89.9 the Magic sticker? Madness. No, ngayon sa, ano ko, sa Spotify.
The Bass Hour. Oh, you know that album, The Bass Hour?
Of course, it's Sgt. Pepper, who's I-N-O-J? Retired.
Oh. Diba? Tsaka ano, ano yung hip-hop pag Saturday night?
Ano, pa, ano ba, hindi ba,
what do you call
yun?
That?
Yung, oh my God, Flow, The Flow.
The Flow.
Oh my God. Hi, Bobby D!
Yun yung magre-record talaga ako ng solid talaga kasi hip-hop
Bobby
yun
D.
eh.
Bobby D is in West Covina now, I think. Oh.
So, yung time na yun, patok na patok talaga yung ano.
Kasama yun ang ano, party
crossroads.
On weekend. Wait, sa inyo ba si gas, DJ gas, Carlo?
Jose?
Oo.
Of course.
Sa inyo, no? Oh. Yeah, meron pa ako sa YouTube noon eh. May, we pulled them out of Bacolod, the Bacolod
oh,
Station.
Yeah.
So kasi ganun yun eh, pag pinupulout ka sa,
yung, ano niya.
Pag pinupulout ka sa mga radio, sa provincial stations, parang, wow, Manila, big time, ganun.
Ang tawag dati sa shoutout is, ano, greetings.
Greetings. Shoutout.
I just want you to know.
Wash out.
Kanina lang,
hi,
wash
Shini,
out.
I just want to let you know that.
Yeah.
Mga ganun, no?
Old school.
Can I make a request?
Hanggang
ngayon naman. Mr. DJ. Ganun pa rin naman. Request pa rin naman yan eh.
But it's now it's more of a shout out.
Yeah.
Yung mga old school happy listening.
Oh, happy listening to the batch of ganito.
Wait, gusto ko palang marinig si Tina right now.
To what?
Ano ba yan?
Na parang pag meron siyang may nagre-request sa kanya ng song. Kunwari tayo. Tapos, shout out. Pero gusto ko old school. Hindi greetings, hindi shout out.
Hindi, yun nga.
Oo, parang, okay, this next song is for Chini. Happy listening wherever you are and thank you for taking the time out.
So you did that even when you're 16?
God. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Parang junior jock pa yan or something?
Yes, junior jock.
Nakilig ako pagka nag-ano to eh.
And then officially 18? Nung
officially,
94
when they officially hired me to do the morning show.
Wow. Uh-oh. Ah, so you started with the morning show?
Talagang,
on radio,
kami yung original.
On radio, the peak was always pa, the morning shows. The 6 to 9s, right?
Yeah, 6 to 9 a.m. and p.m.
And parang, the 6 to 9 p.m. also. Yeah.
So kami yung nag-conceptualize talaga ng tandem nung araw.
Oh.
Talagang, kasi nung 80s, 90s, ang babae sa radio, time check, news.
Yeah. Okay,
diba? Ganun lang. 8:14, time check brought to you by blah, blah, blah.
Grabe, no?
Ganun lang,
time check brought to you by.
This time check is brought to you by.
Hindi ba ang sarap pakinggan? Parang gusto ko na tumulala actually.
Pero, parang makikinig lang ako.
Pero sabi mo, you've done a lot of those things in your 20s, but that's a lot, right? Why you say kanina?
I did more. I have more freedom.
You have more freedom now.
Oh my gosh, radio was such a commitment.
Yes, commitment.
Bawal absent, bawal.
Late.
Bawal, oh, especially late, binabato kami na. Bawal magmura.
Bawal
din magmura.
No?
Bawal. Hello, suspension from
Real
KBP.
Talk, guys. Real
walang
talk.
Penalty pero suspension.
May penalty ang station. May suspension ka pa from your
plus suspension.
Yeah, oo. Bawal yan lahat.
So talagang relax talaga. Oo. Malumanay.
Iba ang radyo namin nung araw before siya nag-evolve sa talk eh. I know you remember kasi kung nagre-record kayo sa cassette nung araw, diba? You were after the music.
Yeah.
Which was what radio was about. 70s, 80s, 90s. Radio was all about music. It transitioned to talk radio beginning of 2000. So it's sad. I mean, like, I don't want to say naman sad because there's a market for talk radio, but sadly, the music, secondary na lang.
Naging secondary na siya. Right?
Oh, yeah. Now na. That's a generation now, secondary na lang.
Oh, yeah.
Even the pagpili ng DJs before bosses, di ba? Mm. Ngayon na, it's all personality-based.
So now, kunyari, like, with radio, like, probably 2 songs in an hour? 3?
Oo, madami na nga.
So, dalas na yung nag-chit-chat eh, no?
Oo. Minsan nga wala na eh. Like, I don't even remember the last time I listened to Papa Jack. 2000, ano ba yan? 11 or 12? No, kainitan niya. Parang I don't remember him ever playing a full-on song. Parang pang-background na lang.
Oo.
Iba na ngayon ang talk radio talaga.
Okay. Tagal ko na yatang hindi na kinig ng
radyo.
Ng radio?
Yeah, I parang wala.
Honestly, ito, naka-default sa akin, 89.9 sa radio ko.
Oo, oh, sa bukas.
Ay, either that or
kotse pala. Yun,
pag sa kotse ako.
Yeah. So, ay, 89.9. Sa kotse lang talaga pala.
I don't own a radio. In fact, I wanna, okay, the only reason why I'm buying a radio now, kung meron pa talaga, is because I'm in love with this AM station.
AM naman.
774.
Nakala ko gusto mo ano nakikinig sa mga ano 774? Drama. Drama sa hapon.
Mga, ano, mga old songs.
Ah, okay. Yung ano, nagbe-play ng mga 56
songs. Please define
old. Demon.
Please define old songs.
Like mga...
Matod Nina.
Oo, mga ganun. Yeah, they play kung Demon. So, nakakatuwa.
So, she's very classic.
Tama?
Medyo classic. Yung scope ko sa music. Mm. Ano eh, talagang diverse.
Like late 90s to early 50s. Oh, like
parang
that.
Ganun. Basta at some point, I just couldn't appreciate newer music. I know some people probably hate me for saying it.
Right.
But who cares? But that's just my taste now. Parang yeah. Hindi ako makarelate sa bago.
We have our own preferences. And yeah. Again, tayo kasi medyo, andun tayo sa lumang tao eh. So, right. Na-embrace pa rin natin yung generation natin, of course.
Yes. Oh. Just like my mom's 73 and she doesn't appreciate 80s music.
Yeah,
but she appreciates 60s.
Yeah. Like, generation yun.
Like the song O Carol's, one of her favorite songs.
Oh, Carol.
Neil, see?
Is this Neil Sedaka?
I'm in love with you. Yeah.
Darling, Carol and Paper Roses.
Paper Roses.
Yeah. Na-revive po ni Jolina Magdaganong 90s.
She considers my music, even if lo-fi yung music ka, I don't listen mostly to beats. To beats lang. Sabi niya, ang ingay naman yan, patay mo naman. It's on my Google speaker. And then, pag pinili ko yung song niya, laksan mo nga.
ganun talaga. But like, yan, si Post Malone ba yun? Post Malone. Post Malone. Yan, appreciate ko yung mga ganyan. Some songs of One Direction.
Like, wait, ano ka ba? Lyrics or rhythm?
Oh my gosh.
Lyrics or rhythm.
Okay. I'm a big, when it comes to lyrics, I'm a big fan of well-written songs.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I kind of boycotted, you know, the newer.
Because it's, you know.
The hum, the mumble, for example.
Oh, basta diba? Like.
The mumble rap eh. I'm a
the
hum.
Oh, and yung mga ibang songs na talaga, ano daw, tungkol sa anyan.
We're not bashing on the music. No. Because it's preference.
Of course, oo. And respect to the artist as well.
No, kasi music is like reading.
Yeah.
Meron tao, like us, like me, I like lyrics kasi nakaka-resonate ako ng mga memories or yung gusto kong sabihin. Yung iba rhythm talaga eh.
And you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, the songs that were written in the 70s, super well written. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Example ng one song na favorite ko because maganda yung lyrics, the Piña Colada song, Escape.
Yeah.
If you like Piña Coladas, give me story eh. May story behind.
Akala ko ano. What's it?
Masyadong bagets kasi ito si, ano, si Boss eh.
Akala ko isang song na isa lang yung lyrics niya. Tequila.
Oh my gosh. Nga,
dancing song kasi yon.
Tequila.
Tequila.
For the, anong tawag doon yung nakapila pag nagbo-volume?
Pag hindi ka pa nag-100 doon sa...
Line dance kasi yon.
Pag hindi ka pa nag-100 sa video, kaya na ewan ko na. Sasaktohan mo lang yan. Tequila.
Oh, pag nagkamali ka pa doon, di ba? Ewan ko na lang.
Yun, so, yan, I'm a huge fan of well-written songs.
Yeah, same.
Ako, different naman. I think even before the pandemic hit, I was listening more to lo-fi type of music where there's no lyric. It's just beats.
It's just beats.
Una, ano, binaural beats muna eh. Because I want to focus.
Binaural is the one that gives you the dreams, is that right?
Yes, yeah. Good okay. Dreams. And then my binaural music daw for babies. Or pag nasa womb pa raw. Because makes them smarter, makes them wonder.
Parang sila ano.
For babies. Oh. It's scientifically proven.
Yeah.
That when they may specific music na binaural beats.
Ma, pag sila binaural, beat it's like pinakinggan
dalawa, two dalawa lang.
High and low tones mix, that's it, diba? Ako naman lo-fi beat, so parang here in the office, I completely say no to anything with lyrics.
Wow!
So that's, I have a, diba, Jards?
Kaya we pala have, sobrang tahimik dito
sa office. We only
have
like 11 types of playlists and they're all lo-fi beats. Pag din ko dito my lyrics, nagagalit ako automatic.
Di tayo tatagal dito, oh. Ma.
Kaya nga, diba, nung last...
Sabi nila, mas pili sa nagreklamo yung isa sa akin, para eh, boss, kasi nakakaantok yung music. Sabi ko, pumili kayo ng inakatok.
Parang nung isang araw nag-shoot kami, sabi ko, bakit parang ang tahimik dito? Oh, parang museum yung dating na natin.
Ito lang, sample lang po.
po.
Gusto pala yun.
Nung pag-shoot namin nung Saturday, ako inaantok. But Chini's playlist, grabe, ginising yung diwa at katawang lupa ko.
Anong playlist, Chini?
80s.
80s and 90s. Saya niya.
Ang saya.
Ang saya-saya namin sa kotse.
80s music is something that you would listen to pag nagda-drive ka going to Tagaytay, Baguio.
So, pang road trip for me.
Kasi fetus songs nga siya eh.
Kaya may playlist ako sa Spotify na songs that you will listen. Ah, songs that you will listen to in a road trip or car trip, mga ganun.
Okay. Pero yung playlist talaga niya, na-miss ko. Na-miss ko yung radio days ko talaga.
Is it dancing music?
Yeah,
type?
Dancing. It's a mix.
Okay.
Super
na. Meron pang prom? Parang ganun.
May mga ganun. Meron pang prom.
Kaya nga. So,
Ambrosia, mga ganun.
Songs that you will listen to the car. Like, and listen, pero you can sing to it.
Yeah.
Tama? Sing along. So, anong tawag mo sa elevator?
Elevator music?
Elevator music, mga ganun. Kasi ako, feel ko din ng elevator music, mga Barry Manilow. Oh. I'm super.
You know, just from
ibang
here.
Ibang playlist ko pa yon.
From here, you already know what it's like being 40. Yeah. In 2022. It's like being 40. This is the type of conversation you will hear from people. Especially nga, when you go to a bar and I'm talking to like 40s people, automatic music mo.
Oo.
Hindi, hip-hop ako. Hindi, rock ako eh. Mm. Diba? Yung mga, ano lang dati, nung 90s, diba? Parang, either kung Tagalog, sa Tagalog,
no,
OPM music,
OPM.
Either you listen to like Wolfgang or Razorback, or legit Misfits yung sounds.
Uy, gusto ko yun. Diba?
Or ano, Sun Valley Crew.
Wait, ano kayong diba? Kanta ni diba? Southern people yan.
Ano kayong kanta ni
Jabonga?
Jabonga, mula gabi.
Tapos sabihin ng mga kaibigan ko, Rafif, kasi I did bo.
Hi, Dash!
So, high school ako, 95
crush ko kaya yun.
So, I know how to play the guitar. So, syempre, I'm in the band, so I know how to play rock music. But at the same time, I listen to Tupac. Yung barkada ko.
So, it's a mix.
So, mix. So, yung barkada ko, hip-hop sila. Yung barkada ko, DQZ. Sina Coach Anton here.
Wow.
So, hip-hop sila. Walang rakisa sa amin. So, I would go to another group of guys.
Para lang. Music.
For rock. Just for the nakiling na Oasis. No. Ganon. So, I was in both worlds. Kaya, para sabihin na, parang, ay, ayoko ng hip-hop, nakakabobo yan. Di ba ganun no. Dati? Parang, if you listen to hip-hop music, nabobobo
ka. Ano yung slogan dati? Tama ba yan? Something is dead?
Tapos, sasabihin nila, pag nakikinig ka naman ng rock, nangyari mga Nirvana, suicidal naman daw, papakamatay daw.
Tama ba yun? Yung mga slogan dati, hip-hop is dead? Tama ba, hip-hop ba?
Or ano, rock is dead.
Oh, may mga ganong, oh my gosh, yung mga pa-t-shirt before, may mga ganong.
Mga statement shirts.
Oh, mga statement shirts before.
Top 40 shirt ba yun? Diba,
may mga ganon.
Mga concert na nauso ulit, diba? Streetwear, naging streetwear noong 2017 na fad.
Yeah. Oh, wait, isa pa palang favorite kong ano, 89 DMZ Manila.
Oh my gosh. DMZ. Yeah.
'Di ba? Maganda DMZ. Rin yung DMZ. DMZ.
DJ, ouch.
Wait, hello. 89.1 'yun?
Yeah, before.
Before naging Wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nandun galing si Francis M, 'di ba?
Solid din yung music nila doon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Si Francis M was a DJ. M? Yeah. DMZ. Yes.
King
oh,
DMZ
days. Sila yung and mga then, nauna.
Then my boss bought that. From Magic.
Kailan siya naging Wave?
90s?
Late 90s?
Or 2000s?
Oo, oh, parang
2000s. 2000s, early 2000s. Okay. Pero yun yung ano ko mix ko dati sila tsaka si DMZ.
Ganun lang yun
oh. Oo, isang isang pihit lang
isang
yun.
Isang pihit lang.
Oo, sandali lang yun.
Pipili lang ako saan sila doon.
Ang hirap noon kasi when I was riding the car with my parents, syempre, papakinggan nila AM, lagi mo sa balita. Pati kami na school, tatara-tara-tara-tara-tara, yung mga balita.
Yes. Noon kami na gano'n, nagkasundo ni Mami.
AM.
Oo, sa AM. So, just ano, yung music niya kasi, it was something that I was able
that would rattle me at 5 in the morning.
Sino si Nilo Campo?
I don't know, I don't remember, but...
Magandang umaga. Yan talaga yun.
Aga-aga, tapos...
Oh. Ngayon, si Nicole Yalan ang
gawa. Oo nga, si Nicole Yalan.
Nangalala ko yung grade school, gigising ako 4:30, so marinig ko gano'n nakainay.
Oo nga.
Kasi may school bus pa ako dati.
Tsaka may mga parang turotot pa sila, di ba?
First to be picked up, last to be dropped off.
But that guy's so talented. Galing, my goodness. Impressed. Nasa na ba siya?
Hindi ko.
Google nga natin. Uh-huh. Boy, pa ba si Nilo pa?
Di ba pag may mga AM, sa AM radio, meron yung mga noontime na drama.
Yun na nga, yung drama-rama sa...
Drama-rama talaga.
Sa tapos dalawang tao lang yung talaga nagsasalita, di ba?
Oo, and then galing
yung
dubbing
nun,
no?
Yeah, dubbing
yung
yun,
sound effects sila, sila rin
yung... O, yung kabayo. Yung hoof, diba? Yung ulan.
Papatayin siya. Huh? DZMM nga. Oo, si Neil Ocampo.
Tapos may umiiyak.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Sorry.
Kasi naman, ba't pong ginugil ngayon? Pwede naman bukas.
Nagbubuhay.
Oh my gosh. Nawala na po pala. Pumano na po pala siya to 2020.
Okay.
Hindi ko alam kung ano yung record.
What are things you do now that you haven't done in your 20s or 30s?
Oh my gosh. Ito ang champion.
Oo, kasi ako kasi I have kids, no? So
kids?
I have kids.
Yeah.
You have a
24-year-old?
Yeah, I have 24? A 24 and a 7.
So, and a 7. Look at the age gap.
Oo, yeah. So parang ngayon, what I tell moms na, I think ito yung age na, ano na sila eh. Like yung 24 ko, independent na.
Aww.
Diba?
Yeah.
So parang yung younger years namin or yung years na sobrang lakas namin, in-invest na namin dun sa mga bata.
Okay.
Gets? So I think itong time ko now, dito nga po, dito ko, ito yung explanation ko about sa mga may mga nanay na ito yung time for us. Self-love na siya.
Yeah.
Kasi alam mo, inubusan namin yung energy namin
ginugol
dun eh.
Oy.
Ininvest na namin lahat ng panahon kasi we can't be selfish sa sarili namin now. Kasi ito na, anong tawag dun sa 20s? May tawag dun eh. Yun yung ano mo eh, yun yung best self mo, supposedly.
It's your prime.
Oo, there. Prime years. Prime. Binigay prime mo years na yung prime years mo sa mga anak mo. So, ito naman yung time like, for ourselves.
Are you like, no, you were a teenage mom.
Yeah, I was a teenage mom. So
you had her when you're 18?
I was 18, yeah.
See? Okay.
So, it regardless if, you know, teenage mom or 20s, prime years mo yun hanggang mag-reach ng 30s, diba?
So, you never got to do like,
yeah, the things that,
single
yeah,
stuff, right?
Never.
Yeah, because she was raising a kid.
Like, and I was a very responsible mom.
Like maybe go to Mars or
wait lang, tumakas ako doon.
Tumakas ka?
Mga Equinox.
Like anywhere else before
Equinox.
Oh, wait.
Anywhere else yung sa Intercon.
So tatanungin niyo ba ito?
Heartbeat? No.
Hindi
heartbeat yan.
Heartbeat sa Quezon City.
Hindi heartbeat yan.
Iba na ngayon.
Iba yun.
Guys ka.
Nikat yun. Hindi, anywhere else before.
Boy, nahuli
Euphoria.
Ka.
Euphoria.
Nahuli ka doon, boss.
Harbi, Quezon City yun?
Oo.
Hindi ako nakapunta doon.
Wow!
Pero alam ko lang.
Alam mo, pwede natin. Okay
kasi
lang.
Alam ba't ko naalala? Kasi
okay lang maging
TV
totoo,
commercial.
Guys.
Na Harbi?
Oo, may TV commercial nun.
Ano yun?
Like on Channel 9 or something?
Channel 9 pa, RPM.
Like, RPM.
Probably 13 years old.
Or Channel 13. Oh. IBC 13.
IBC 13. May commercial
may
na ganun.
May Voltes 5 doon.
Uh-oh.
Euphoria. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. No, favorite Euphoria. Pero ako, where else na yung pangalan? Nun? Wow, tapos binalik pa nila ng Euphoria ulit.
Equinox na ako. Gusto ko favorite
Equinox. Naglelech pa.
Alam mo yung wife
may
ko, I met
sa Maya.
I met her in Hard Rock Cafe, 1996.
Oh, ang cute.
And remember the song?
Was sinong banda? Sinong banda?
No, walang band. It was hip-hop night. Weird. I was bringing my cousin, my
hard
sister.
Hard Rock Cafe, hip-hop night.
From the States kasi siya. Siya
na yung Hard Rock
ko
before. Eh.
Entras pa ng 300s Hard Rock.
Oh.
Diba? So, first time ko na meet yung wife ko, ayun what the song was, California Love. Kakalabas
California
lang.
California Love. Oh.
Tapos, so weird. When we danced, she was wearing a red crop top.
Oh!
Moms, may pa-crop top.
Blue jeans. Wala. May pa-abs pa yung asawa ko nun.
Si diba? Mrs. A, may hardcore.
May crescent moon tattoo na siya nun sa belly niya. Tapos ito yung, The Boy's Mine. Yun yung sayang dance song namin. The Boy's Mine.
So may pasayo
Brandy
kayo, Brandy.
And Monica?
The Boy's Mine.
Oh, yeah, Boy's Mine.
The Boy's Mine.
That was it.
Wow.
Tapos I got her number. Sinulat ko sa ano ko,
tissue.
Back of my hand.
Mayroon ka nang ano, wala ka pang cellphone nung araw.
Wala pa.
Wala pa yun.
97 ako naka-cellphone.
Ako 95.
I had a Nokia 909.
Kasi dati, pagka humingi ka number, it's either sa kamay mo lalagay or sa tissue.
Uh-oh.
Hingi ka ng tissue sa mga waiters.
Kasi ang hirap, what's your pager?
Pero may pager ka na.
Pager, gano'n.
Yeah, may pager na tayo nung araw.
Alam mo, nakatulala sa atin yung mga
ano. Pa easy call yun eh.
Yeah, easy call, pocket bell.
Sikat ka nun.
Yung pager was one of the most useless devices ever. Diba sinabi mo, if your daughter messaged you on a pager and said 911, it's like matataranta ka, diba?
Oo.
Pero yun pala, ma'am, nasa yung ano ko? Napkin ko.
Hindi,
lang
pala. Hindi, tsaka tatakbo ka sa phone booth. Oh. Kailangan mo ganap ng telepono just to call the person.
It was so
weird.
So,
ganun before
to say
yung
to the operator.
Tawag ka sa operator, sasabihin mo yung gusto mong sabihin, pupunta dun sa pager, tapos hanap ka ng telepono para tawagan yung tao.
Toot, toot.
Oo, ganun dati. yung pag
ay,
ano pa.
Tumawag yung boss ko. Ah, nag-message. May meeting daw kami ng 5 p.m. Oh, 11 a.m.
pa lang yun. Pag hindi pa naka-silent yun, ang lakas. Ang lakas. Ang kakahiya.
Kaya kailangan vibrate lang.
Oo, diba?
Kaya ang sarap-sarap, diba? Kino-confiscate
sa school namin yun.
Ang sarap mabuhay sa panahon ngayon.
Versus no, before.
I do miss people being on time back in the 90s.
For sure. You know, true. Speaking of time, you know how my parents met? Alam niyo sa Shaw Boulevard, di ba? Shaw Boulevard Crossing.
Crossing.
You know, may Star Mall doon. Sa kabila is Shangri-La. That crossing, they met again. Okay? And then sabi nila, kasi they met through my mom met my dad.
Parang Bear Brand commercial to.
Because yung brother ng dad ko, this was early 70s ha.
Exactly.
Nag-meet sila because they met na party 5 months ago. Tapos nagkasulo mo sila, oh, di ba ikaw si ganito? Ikaw si ganito. Ganon. Yes. Sabi nila, gusto mo magkape at 3 p.m. So nagkape sila, ganyan. Tapos every time they would date, ganito mag-uusap sila, 8 a.m. O makita tayo sa ganitong lugar, 3 p.m.
Aww.
Exacto, 3 p.m. dumarating sila.
Totoo naman.
Pero tapos mag-aantay sila for 2 hours kung wala pa. Sorry ah, nag-overtime ako sa trabaho eh. Yung mga ganun.
Yun yung nakakamiss.
You know how hard that is to tell someone over the phone na mag-usap ng 8 a.m. sabihin nyo na makita tayo ng 3 p.m. here dito sa coffee shop na or sa diner, whatever.
Yeah. Saka guys, hindi to cellphone na telepono na may wire.
Hindi na dial.
Hindi na dial.
At memorize mo yung 7-digit number.
Yes. May memorize mo yung...
Meron na rin naman after yung dipindo.
Pero yung time kasi na yun, di ikot.
Oo, dial up talaga yun. Analog phone yun, di ba?
Hindi ka pwede magkamali. Yung 8 mo baka maging 9.
Oo, tama.
Right? Hindi pa yung pinipress na ganun.
Kasi ngayon yung mga ano, ay papunta na kami dyan or nasa EDSA na. Girl, ang haba nung EDSA, saan tayo?
On the way na, tapos 2 hours na
maybe
wala pa.
Maybe because there wasn't much traffic back then?
Hindi.
Probably.
No. Iba lang talaga yung disiplina ngayon sa disiplina before.
I feel it's much easier to make an excuse kasi.
Now,
because remember, my mom, she's a businesswoman, so she would buy and sell stuff, diba? So she would apologize if she was late for 5 minutes.
Hindi na ganun.
Oh, yeah.
Which was rare. And hiyang-hiya siya.
Oh.
At nagagalit siya sa dad ko noon kasi my dad was the driver. Sabi niya, nagmamadali na siya, nagagalit kasi malalate na tayo dun sa pagpapresentan natin. It was 5 minutes late.
Kasi imagine, ito na yung tinuturo ngayon. Instead of saying sorry, it's thank you for waiting for me.
Right. Yeah, thank
instead
you for waiting. Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
So magkaiba yun.
Oh.
So ganun na ngayon yung, alam mo.
Because it starts off the vibe the wrong way. Parang, uy, sorry I'm late ah, ganyan. Pero instead, you wanna say,
thank you for waiting for me. So ibang-iba na yung mindset.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it makes it, yeah.
But that's what we use now.
Nah, that's what we use. Yeah, that's what we use now eh.
Because I'm habitually 5 minutes late nowadays.
Actually.
It's not fashionably late. It's really late. Like, hurrying up the elevator.
So, nakikita niyo na, nauna na po siya.
Yeah.
So, pagiging honestly, late.
Yes. Pag sinabing on the way na, naliligo pa lang ako nun.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Kaya kasi, kaya pag umunta ako dito, tinatanong ko siya, ano kasi ka pupunta?
It's one of the biggest lies that normal people would say.
Oh my, I am so afraid of being late.
Diba?
Oh my God, I'm always on time. Early pa nga minsan.
Oo, kasi on radio, you have to be prepared 5 minutes
before. Yeah, that's what, yeah. No,
diba?
Buti nga.
So, ano pang gusto mong i-booking
ko? Buti nga, ano eh, hindi kami katulad ng ibang radio station na 1 hour before the show.
Oh wow,
oh, basta kailangan, no, may preparation time before you
see, would air. Parang kind of sit in and overlap the last one. Eh, no?
Parang ganun yung ibang stations, they require
parang proper handoff. Diba?
Parang ganun. So, yan.
At nga kaya doon sa one before you because mag-overtime siya pag wala ka pa.
Yes, that too.
Kind of, right?
Oo, that too. Hindi, nung araw kasi, pag wala pa yung susunod, bawal ka umalis.
Ikaw si 6 p.m.
Kunyari, nategi. Kasi di mo alam, di ba? Ganun eh. Kasi wala pang cellphone nung araw. Wala namang social media.
After 2 days mo nalaman,
di ba? Tapos di nyo mahagila.
Yung sama ng loob mo naging awa after 2 days.
Bawal mo, mag-stay ka doon.
Nagmumura ka na sa galit, no? Parang,
like, pag bumabagyo nung araw tapos nabaha yung DJ na susunod sa akin, mag-aantay kami.
Emergency na pala yun.
Yung
emergency. Pero ganun talaga. Ngayon, I find
it. Brownout ba sa radio station also?
Merong generator pero pag nag-brownout nung
diba,
araw.
Di ba? Di reset yun for a while.
May konting ano, siguro mga dead air ng mga 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh,
and then babalik din.
So how do they do it now kung ganun?
Ay, ngayon hindi ko na alam kung paano.
Babalik pa lang siya eh.
Alamin ka bukas.
Sige,
babalik pa lang siya.
Antay natin mag-brownout doon sa station.
Sorry, chief engineer namin.
Hindi na siya nagbo-brownout ngayon.
Ngayon, ang sarap na ng buhay.
Hindi, may power bank na ngayon.
Saksak niyo yung mic niyo dyan.
Di ba dati, sabi nila yung Nokia phone, nung dumating yung mga smartphone na, parang hindi yan tataga kasi phone namin, 5 days, walang charging, okay lang eh.
Oo, totoo naman.
Eh, nagkaroon ng power bank.
Ayun lang.
Namatay yung Nokia sa mga smartphone, di ba?
Pero solid yun, Nokia. Kahit iba ito mo,
no, kahit hanggang next. Kahit magna na ako yun eh.
Wala.
Buhay solid pa yun.
Hindi pa naman po, hindi ko pa naman po na-experience naman bato ng cellphone. Sa isang ex ko lang, nabato ko yung Alcatel ko na matibay. Oo, totoo naman. Banana po.
Banana po.
Ang tigas nun eh. Grabe yung battery yung kasi.
At saka hindi, pinapalitan lang yung casing eh. Mm. Diba? Buhay pa yun. Para siyang transformer sa loob.
Meron pang antena yun ah.
Oh, diba? Considered maliit na yung 5110 nun eh.
Oo.
Back then.
Oh my God, ang antena pa.
Tapos alam mo agad pag mayaman, pag ano, chrome yung phone niya. Di ba? Yung 8810.
Oo nga.
Pag chrome,
oh my gosh.
Di ba? 8850. So, di ba? Yun yung mga dual band. At tri-band kasi pwede sa America.
Correct.
Tri-band. Tri-band. Oh, alam mo.
Dual tri-band. Di ba gumagano
yun? Sabi ko.
Ang sarap ng feeling, di ba?
Oh
I speak my language.
Let's go 40s.
Di ba? Pupunta ka ng ibang bansa, kailangan tri-band. Bawal dual band.
Tsaka paglabas mo ng phone mo noon, di ba? Gagano mo siya talaga.
Oo. Ah, ano yun? Yung sa Matrix phone.
Oo. Ayun na, the 38
phone. 38
ata yun. Yayamanin ko
ay,
na noon.
Ay, yung nasa slide.
Yung nasa slide.
Yeah, banana phone. Oh. Banana phone. Kaya ba, pumusay ka ng message, di ba? Kailangan four-liner kasi parang stick drawing mo. Parang dahan-daman, pag scroll mo down, naglalakad, running man pala yun.
Oo, ganun pala.
Kaya biglang lalabas yung flowers. Happy Valentine's Day, Jeannie!
Oh my gosh!
Four-liner. Oh. Pero,
hindi,
ano ka,
sa mga
lugi
Nokia.
Ka pag one-liner ka. Kasi may phone na one-liner tsaka
no,
two-liner.
Pero kasi sa mga Nokia users lang yun. Yung iba,
wait, naka-32
lang ako. Pag,
hindi
ako
makarelate.
Ka?
Yeah.
Philips, oh, Alcatel, Bosch. Wala,
oh,
hindi ka
wala.
Makarelate.
Ano ba mga naging phone ko? Naging sponsor lang naman na sa akin, Nokia.
3210 lang gamit ko yung...
Uy, wag kang ganyan. Yun ang binigay sa akin ng MTV.
Mo,
no?
Phone?
Yung una ko yung ano, yung pang...
Nagka-startak pa ako eh.
Pangkaskas ng yelo yung nauna ko. Ang effort noon, nagkaroon ka noon.
Alin?
Yung parang ano, pang yelo.
Pangkaskas
ng
brick phone.
As ano tawag
buong,
doon?
Buong credit card yung nilalagay mo sa loob. Oh hindi pa yung hindi pa yung SIM card yung nilalagay
ayaw
mo.
Ayaw nga!
Diba? Kasi diba
prepaid card.
Yung prepaid card, yung buong card yung ilalagay mo mismo
yung
sa likod ng phone.
Yung para siyang ilalagay mo para uh-oh. Umandar yung phone mo.
Hindi yung SIM
guys,
card na maliit ha.
Maniwala kayo sa akin, ganito yung itsura. Hello? Tapos maghanap ka na. Hello?
Ingit na ingit ako sa classmate ko dati kasi meron silang cellular phone.
Ito nga yun, may pabakpa. Pa.
Doon sa Mercedes-Benz
yung
sila, di ba?
Ano, yung nadadala yung buong oh. bag.
Bakit tumatawa ko? Sorry, yung cart buy ko dati.
Bag talaga siya.
Pero guys, pag may apocalypse, legit yun. Kasi kahit umakit ka ng bundok at sa gitna ka ng Pacific Ocean, may signal kayo.
You can't buy
kahit ganito yung itsura niya. Hello?
Para makasabay lang sa trend na may cellphone siya, dinala niya yung cordless phone.
Wireless talaga.
Yung wireless, yung mahinihilang. Yung mahinihilang para tumas yung antenna, dala-dala niya yun. Nag-Makati Cinema
kayo?
Square kami ganun. O, alam mo, Makati Cinema Square.
O naman.
O Plaza Fair.
O Plaza Fair.
Meron pa kayo landline dito? Wala na.
Meron. 8 digits na ngayon, no? Hindi na
so,
7 digits.
Sabi ko magamit pa rin
memories ko pa yung landline namin sa bahay namin. Eh. 82506.
O, diba?
Memories ko yun.
Ako sa barangay namin. Sana laging.
Hindi kasi lagi
nagko-complain.
Kapitana yung nanay ko.
Tita kasi to eh. Siya yung tita na lagi nagko-complain.
Yung mga useless na alam mo eh. No? Yung number niya dahil sa bahay niyo. Yung ID number mo ng college ka. Yung mga ganun. Ako memories ko pa eh.
Ay, hindi ko naman kabisado yung college number ko.
Ako memories ko pa. Sa Binil.
Social Security ko. Ako wala akong memorize. Mahina kasi ako sa math.
Talaga.
Ay, nalagay ko habang natatandaan ko. Thank you, guys.
Ano? Naalala, ay hindi nila naabutan yun, no, yung mga phone
hindi,
na gano'n.
Ano
yung SS ko sa States, kailangan ko lang.
Yung mga gano'ng phone.
Na?
Yung kayang gamitin ng dinosaur.
Grabe yun. Yun yung naikad battery yun eh.
People na sila.
Oh, iPhone, na
iPhone
sila,
kids.
Batuhin kita.
Touch screen na inaabutan nila eh.
Oh.
Tayo, keypad. Yung pwede mag-text sa bulsa.
Oo.
Tapos wala kang sinasabi.
Bulsa,
oh my gosh. Oo. Oh, oh, kasi okay.
Memorizing mo lang.
Pindot. Sa pindot.
WRU.
Oh,
question
R-U.
Mark.
Yung ano yun?
Question mark. Question mark. Kasi galit ka na.
Magaling ako dun dati.
Diba? Nasa bulsa. Oh. Nati-text.
Day 1 sa amin express music.
Oh, wala. See?
Ano yun, yun?
Pero ano na siya, di ba?
Oh, yung pwedeng may, parang may MP3 player na siya.
Ito ba yung pinapromote ng Kwanong araw?
Ano yun? Di ko, siguro. Parang hindi ko nabutan. Oo,
siguro.
2008, yeah. 9, yeah.
Express Music.
Mm-mm. Sobrang confusing before kasi.
Parang mga ganitong kalaki siya, di ba?
Nokia was the Apple.
Ay, yung pang-side? Hindi, hindi.
Parang Engage yun eh.
Oh, yun. Tumutuwa ako doon, naglalaro ako doon eh.
Kasi Nokia started with just a phone and then pinaghiwalay nila yung for music.
Ay, ang Gen Z.
Pinaghiwalay nila yung pang-executive, pang nang-office. Pang-camera.
Oo nga, totoo.
Ang dami masyado eh. Tapos pang...
Ayan. Ito, ito.
Ah, this one. Oo.
Yan.
Oh.
Yan.
Wait. Diba? Tapos pinanganak na si BlackBerry.
Oo.
Parang doon na nagkaroon ng mga app. Para siyang, ano to? Para siyang messenger.
Yung kailangan may roll-on.
Oo.
Roll-on yun eh.
Oh, nagka-BlackBerry ba ako nung ad?
Diba? Yun na yung nag-start yung dapat meron kang
kasi
BBM.
Kasi may push notification ng
guys,
email mo eh.
Ano to sa BlackBerry ha?
BBM. BBM Messenger.
Messenger po.
Kasi hindi pa Yahoo Messenger yun. Oh my God, may Yahoo Messenger ka before. Anong username ni Yahoo mo? Ako yung pa rin. A_ yung pangalan ko.
Anong username mo sa Messenger?
Oo, wait.
Wait, kasi naka-friends, naka-friendster ka.
Of course.
500 friends maximum. Diba? So, for them to reach you, kailangan, may inbox naman yun, pero syempre hindi ka makareply agad. Gusto mo sila makachat, kailangan ng YM.
Hindi ako masyado ma-friendster
or AOL.
Dati. Naisip ko tuloy kung anong ko yun.
May YM handle
hacker
ka.
Na kasi siya dati.
Pero may YM handle ka malamang. Because you had relatives siguro in the
oo,
States.
Oo, yung BBM,
yun talaga. Oh, may sa YM friends, din yun. Yeah.
Yeah, kasi you also have to be a BlackBerry user, diba?
Yes, oh, yun yung exclusivity niya eh.
Dami ko di matandaan.
So yun lang yung ano downfall na pag umabot ka ng 40s, medyo marami ka nakakalimutan.
Pero hindi tayo technologically challenged, pansin ko. Because when I was young in the 90s,
ako lagi.
Yung parents ko, they would ask how to use a fax machine. I was 13 years old. Pero hindi nila alam. Ako alam ko paano gamitin.
So ano yung mga kalokohan na ginawa mo sa fax machine?
Oh my gosh.
Ang dami ko pinapadalan, yung mga office number, tapos piniprintan ko 100 pages, galit na galit to.
Wait, umupo ka ba doon?
Para ipablock yung number namin.
Umupo ka ba?
Ha? Umupo ka ba sa fax,
sa fax machine?
Ay, hindi. Hindi ko inupo yung pot ko naman doon.
Yung memory loss ko pa, walang kinalaman ng edad. I think it's my surgery.
At least ako 56K na yung modem
ako
na inabutan
sa edad,
ko.
At saka sa epidural.
Oo,
hindi, nag-dial-up modem ka, diba?
Naman tayo eh.
Lahat naman tayo.
Like yung akal ko, inabutan lang 14.4 kbps. 28.8 tapos 56K. Yun na yung pinaka-last. Tapos DSL na.
My gosh, DSL.
DSL. Ang mahal nun.
Naalala ko yung
Shalan,
AOL.
Pag naka-DSL ka.
Oo nga, yayamanin ka yayamanin. Na nung may DSL.
Kasi ISP Bonanza lang ako nun, yung prepaid card.
Ako nga, nakiki-internet lang dati.
Bibili ako yung 100 pesos.
Oh my gosh.
Sa mga internet cafe.
Tapos libre EDSA mail nun, di ba? Alam mo EDSA mail.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, that was promoted in 89 dati.
Nga.
EDSA mail.
What year was that?
1998, sorry.
1988?
Sorry, 1998.
EDSA Revolution ba yung tinutok ko?
So they would provide you the yellow CD. Diba naka-case yun? Yellow CD.
Oh my God,
EDSA mail. Yan.
Pero sandali lang yun.
I don't remember.
Yeah, ito. EDSA.
Lintik na epidural.
EDSA mail.
While we are Googleizing.
See? EDSA
mail.
Grabe yun,
diba?
Boom.
Sobrang ano nila.
I remember this stuff.
What? You remember this?
88 ba yan? Ay, 98?
98 yan, yeah, no? Oh, EDSA mail. Powered by Microsoft and IBM. Oh,
oh my God.
See, it's free. Absolutely free. So you would have an address like tinaryan@edsamail.com.ph.
Hindi ako kumaka ba niyan?
Oh.
Hindi ko matandaan.
Hindi, ikaw kumaka.
Nagkaroon ako nito eh.
Hindi ko matandaan.
Talaga? But your email before was at yahoo.com.
Of course.
Yeah, that's how you started. Oo. Yung Yahoo email ko, 1996 pa yun.
Hello. Wala na akong Yahoo.
Oo. Yung username ko, 1996 pa yun.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Mamimigay ako ng round trip domestic flight bukas.
Pengi ako niyan.
Makinig ka.
Budulin mo.
Dali. Joke lang, guys.
Grabe dati yung mga pa-contest, no?
Ang sama na ugali nitong Jardines. Sabi ba naman sa atin, dating tao? Ano to?
Andun tayo sa lumang tao is. Lumang tao is.
Mga tao dating panahon. Ganon.
Sana nilagay mo Jurassic Park. Saan ang gali? Sige na nga, i-repose ko.
Lang yung pilot episode to napunta sa ano, nostalgia ng...
Diba? Ang saya kaya.
Hindi ka, I'm sorry, hindi maiwasan talaga minsan.
Turn before of the
pag
century.
Pag ano kasi, pag nag-guess ako sa mga podcast, medyo kailangan mag-take a trip down memory lane.
Pero alam mo ita, naalala ko, kumuha ko ng course kasi, alam nyo na yung panahon na nauso yung mga nursing, IT.
Oo. Back in the early, either nursing or IT. Yeah.
So yun nanay ko, pinilit akong kumuha ng IT course. So, kumuha ko.
Hindi ka pinilit mag-nursing?
Grabo yung coding before, tas floppy disk ang gastos. Tapos ah, pagdating ng 90s, nagkaroon ng Windows, click-click, sabi ko. Naubos yung brain cells ko doon. Bumagsak pa
programming.
Ako. Yung programming.
Visual Basic na ako noon.
That's
eh.
What I took. Yeah. Took up back.
That was my course in college, computer applications. Turns out, puro accounting
gusto
pala po.
Gusto kong saksakin yung mga tao doon before. Kasi nakikita ko sila, sobrang bibibo nila. Ako yung...
Hirap na hirap.
Hirap. Oh, the struggle was real, guys. Tapos ang gastos. Diba? As in, code siya lahat bago ka makabukas ng isang app.
When you say code, it's like an if-else statement.
Yung mga, diba? Ang dami mong pinipindot bago ka makabukas. Kung picture, isang picture, bago mo mabuksan yung isang photo.
I skipped my computer class, guys.
Oh my God.
I wanted to comment something about pornography during the 90s, how difficult it was. But there's two ladies here, but I don't know.
Bakit?
It was a struggle for me to download porn.
So wait, akala ko porn star ka dati.
Sorry. For a 300 KB file, would take 30 minutes to download a photo.
I have to say, grabe yung effort before.
Tapos isisave mo sa floppy drive, 1.4 MB lang.
Bili ka ng bili ng
dalawang picture lang yung masisave mo.
Bili ka ng bili ng floppy, tas ang mahal ng floppy, 20 pesos ata.
Papayaran mo sa friend mo, ito may picture ako ni ano, gantong Playboy star or something.
Floppy disk. Oh, that's grabe, bibili ka sobrang dami. Tapos ilan lang wala yung kayang isave nun.
Kasi 19 yung pa nagka-CD-ROM eh.
As in, sabi ko...
98-99 yan. Oh my God. CD-ROM. Recordable. Kaya sikat yung CDR King back then, di ba?
Mom, effort. As in...
CD-ROM.
I'm a bank with selling.
MIA na ako sa klase nun. After.
MP3 yung LimeWire. Oh my God.
Oh, LimeWire. Magamit ako nun.
Ang CD-ROM, unang artist na nagkaroon ng CD-ROM dito sa Pilipinas, si Gary V. Interactive. So I did the whole mall tour for him.
Mala CD dati, 300.
Oo.
Kasi ang tape mo, 99 pesos lang eh.
Grabe yung kanya, back-to-back.
Kasi ang tape was 100.
For the back-to-back
500 pa
yun,
minsan.
Mahal. That's one thing I never bought in my life.
Kaya mga,
which one?
Kaya nga VCD was expensive kaya nagkaroon ng pirated, di ba? Sa Green Hills, you would buy pirated for 500 pesos pa yun. Kasi yung original was like 2,000.
Oh, gosh, I miss my CD collection.
Before DVD pa yung Blu-ray, VCD muna, 700 megabytes na yung storage. Oh, nirerent mo lang before.
Ano nga yung mga dating
Video
mga...
City.
Video City.
ACA.
Oo, na pwede ka mag-rent rin.
ACA.
50 pesos.
ACA Video.
Tama ba, 50?
Oo.
Oo.
Kaya nga diba sabi ni Joko yung huli niyang series, sabi niya, I wanted Jurassic Park, tapos nag-aantay siya ng mga returns. Yung parang blockbuster katumbas ng ACA. Inantay, there, I saw J.U., pagtingin, no, I don't want that. It's Jumanji. I wanted Jurassic Park kasi, ano yan eh, parang new release Tuesdays, no, aabangan niya yung mga nagre-return.
Totoo
mga Jumanji, no, I don't want that. I want Jurassic Park.
Tapos meron kang, ano, parang sa library, di ba? May pangalan ka na, iiwan mo yung ID
parang
mo.
Parang library card talaga.
Yeah, ganun. Yeah. Maghihiram ka.
Yung effort mo pupunta ka doon, kailan ibabalik nung unang gumamit.
I think in the next episode, I want to talk about movies that shape our childhood.
Our generation.
Our generation. Music.
Gusto ko yan.
Not just music, but the soundtracks of those movies. It's something we can do in the next one, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Pipeline for sure. Dahil ang ganda niya.
So wait lang. One. Bago natin i-end tong episode na to, ano yung isa sa pinaka-paborito niyong movie nung 80s?
Grabe naman question.
Wala ako, ano eh, Top Gun talaga eh.
Ayun.
As a 6-year-old, I would say Top
Pretty
Gun.
Pretty in Pink! I was gonna say!
Pretty in Pink?
If you
Molly Ringwald, Andrew McCarthy,
Pretty Woman,
James.
Alala ko.
Pretty Woman,
Pretty Woman of course. But that was 90s kasi.
90s na yan, early 90s na.
1990.
Tsaka Land Before Time.
Ayan na, yung mga paiyak.
Umiyak ako nung grade mo.
Ano ka ba? Favorite ko.
Tapos yung unang Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Siyempre, I'm a guy, so.
John Hughes Films.
Yes.
It's just
wala, kailangan ko ng lalaki dito ng mga 42, 43.
So, kukuha tayo ng ano? Meron tayo, i-invite tayo ng guests.
Kailangan ko ng guy dito. Talo ako dito.
Pwede naman.
Inukulang ako sa bala dito.
Oo, kulang lang siya sa bala. Kasi, medyo yung mga type niyang films, ganun.
Iba.
Masculine.
Medyo
masculine. Tayo kasi teeny boppers.
Kasi sabihin ko, kanyari,
rom-com. Uy, favorite ko yun.
Favorite ng wife. When my wife watches movies,
oh my gosh, yeah.
It's like, she's one of the few persons na alam ko na first time pa lang yan napapanood. Parang, oh my God. Tapos napanood niya 80 times na. Nag-shock pa rin siya. Pinatay siya.
Okay, wait. Napanood niya ba yung Howard the Duck?
Oo, Howard the Duck. 1986 yun. Howard the Duck. Siyempre ako Back to the Future, 1, 2, 3.
Ay, hindi, siyempre. Kasama yun sa... Girl, Howard the Duck!
Spin-off ba ng ano yun, Mighty
Ducks?
Hindi,
iba si Howard the Duck. Parang ano siya yung...
Dali kay asawa ko dito.
Isang beses lang. Anong tawag sa ganun? Yung parang sa mga music na hindi nag-hit.
One Hit Wonder.
Yeah, One Hit Wonder.
Ang dami nun.
So si Howard the Duck yun.
Would you consider Vanilla Ice? Would you consider Vanilla Ice a One Hit Wonder?
He's not.
Ice Ice Baby kasi.
May isa pa siya.
Ano?
May dalawa pa. Ata, may dalawa pa siya.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. If you found value in today's episode, make sure to share it and tag me on your social media accounts and I'll do my best to repost or comment on it. Follow me on Instagram at antonioaguirre.jr. Leave a comment about this episode and subscribe to me on my YouTube channel, Coach Antonio Aguirre Jr. I'll talk to you soon on the next podcast episode. All right? Peace.